you're tuned to OC Talk Radio, a steady stream of stimulating conversations.
You're listening to Orange County's only station with critical business information, Critical Mass, with your host, Doug DeFeller.
Good afternoon, and welcome to today's episode of The Coaching Perspective. I'm your host, Doug DeFeller. If you're listening to this show live, then you are on octalkradio.net. If you'd like to participate in the discussion, be sure to call in with your questions or your comments. It is Talk Radio. Let me give you those numbers. It's 949-713-6443 or 949-713-6447. And you can join us on the air. You can agree. You can disagree. You can try to change the conversation. Hey, we're flexible here. If you're not listening live, then you must be listening to our podcast. So thank you for visiting our website, thecoachingperspective.com. Well, we have a great guest today. I'm really excited to introduce you to Vicki Winterton. She's the founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, including Expert Insights Publishing, home of the best-selling Ready Aim series, Insights and Published magazines and broadcasts, two global online communities with over 9,200 active members, and get this, 25,000 subscribers. She's also the co-founder of the Coaches and Entrepreneurs Edge Extravaganza. She's a respected coach and consultant with over 25 years of experience, where she's had rave reviews and successful results in both domestic and international settings with a wide variety of industries and Fortune 100 companies. So how did I ever land a big star like this? Welcome, Vicki, to The Coaching Perspective.
Oh, Doug, it is my pleasure to be here with you today.
Well, we are excited to have you here and excited to hear you talk about what you're doing. You have so many different interests going, all centered around coaching in some way. So why don't you start out by telling us a little bit about what you did before you're doing what you're doing now?
Well, it's kind of a long story, but I'll make it a short one. I started out in my mid-20s in advertising, and we were very fortunate in that our company got big for a boutique agency, went nationwide, and was acquired after 3 years. So some of my clients that were really large companies asked me to come in and assist them, particularly with coaching teams and coaching the executive staff on change management and process reengineering. And so I continued to do that for the next 25 years. And it was so exciting. I love human resources. Many of the teams that I worked with were orientated around human resources and creating change, and I really feel that that's the heart of the company. So I loved every minute of what I was doing, and it involved, as you mentioned, a lot of international travel and some pretty exciting settings and some interesting challenges. So about 4 years ago, I decided I felt a little isolated in the coaching realm out there in the field all the time, so I thought I'd love to formulate some type of community where coaches could come and find everything they want. And that soon expanded to a number of other opportunities for coaches and writers and speakers and entrepreneurs. And we now have two communities, as you said, and a number of different opportunities. And really my goal now is to provide a venue for people who are on the rise to really be showcased with those people who are household names and bring all of those ideas together in the same venue. And so we do that with broadcast and with publications and books and magazines and all kinds of things of that nature. So it's been a really exciting growth, awesome growth period over the last 4 years.
Well, that is an amazing story, and I know, you know, it starts out with more of a one-on-one with you with Fortune 100 companies, and then you've broadened it into these massive, active, global online communities. So tell us, I mean, you're involved in so many different things. You know, even as I read that, you and I have talked a little bit before this, but I get a little confused about really what the offering is. Can you kind of break down some of the different things you're involved in and and let us know more about them so that our audience can say, hey, that's what I need, and I'll follow up on that.
Absolutely. Well, I developed both the writers community as well as the coaching community. The coaching community came first with the idea that coaches and writers at all different levels of their journey, as well as with all sorts of different visions about where they wanted to take their coaching career, their writing career, their entrepreneurial talents, and bring them together so that they could all interact. And we truly have done that with the communities very successfully, in that we have people there that are just starting their careers and other people that are well-known experts, you know, known as some of the top in their field worldwide. And that led me quickly to realizing that my true vision was the idea of, again, bringing those people that weren't as well-known together with those people that are really household names and well-known in different venues. So we started creating these opportunities for our coaches to combine their talents, their thoughts, and their vision with those people that, you know, are really considered experts and visionaries. And so that brought about broadcast as well as two magazines, Published and Insights Magazine, where we feature some really well-known people such as Deepak Chopra, Jack Canfield, you know, the list goes on. And we include people that have great ideas and are really rising stars but may not be as well-known yet. So that's really the focus of everything we do. And we're now focusing on our third and fourth book in this series, Ready, Aim. Ready, Aim, Excel went best seller on Amazon and hottest new release within 48 hours of its release on Amazon. So we're real excited about the forthcoming books as well. And basically, they are anthologies where we've brought together some people. One of the books we're working on now includes Deepak Chopra and Jim Stovall, who Forbes says is one of the most outstanding men of our era, truly an amazing, amazing gentleman who wrote The Ultimate Gift. And overcame a lot of challenges to be able to do that. So those that will be involved in that book will also be showcased with Deepak and Jim Stovall. So that's pretty much what we're up to, and it keeps us pretty busy.
I can imagine it does. Well, that's an impressive list of things. Now, when you talk about these communities, Vicki, if I belong to one of these communities, these are virtual communities or all online?
Yes. They're virtual communities, but we do have one event a year that's live where we bring everyone together, whether they be an author in one of the books or whether they be a member of our community or have been involved in any way with again, the realm of writing, coaching, entrepreneurship. We bring them together. This year, we're having our event in September at the Magic Castle in Hollywood, which is a private mansion, and it will be a three-day event. And we have 21 experts from all over the world gathered there to share their wisdom with everyone who attends. So it's very exciting. And then we'll be having a celebration, too, for the authors of our books that have been award-winning and have done so well from the standpoint of best-selling status. So it's both virtual as well as live once a year. And our communities basically offer people an opportunity to move directly into action and be showcased. We blog. We have memberships that allow people to belong free, and then they can also have more advanced memberships where we actually blast everything they're doing out to the web in addition to our members and our mailing list. So there's every type of level of exposure and every type of level of participation available. From working with HR, I'm a big believer in access. So everything we do allows everyone to be able to get involved on some level for no charge.
So I can become a member of the community and kind of lurk in the shadows and observe what's going on, or I can jump in into a more advanced type of membership and actually use your resources to get exposure to areas that I wouldn't otherwise know.
Exactly. And even our free memberships allow people quite a bit of exposure and a tremendous opportunity to network with people they may never meet otherwise. So it's really just a superb area, not only to be able to network and formulate joint ventures and opportunities, but then actually be pushed out there and get known and move directly into action in whatever direction or arena you're really thinking your vision might take you.
Wonderful. Let me go down a little side rabbit trail here for a minute, because there's a question that we like to ask all of our guests, Vicki. And it's, you know, what is sort of your guiding principle? What key lesson, what experience did you incur in your career that sort of said, this is my guiding principle. This is what my career is all about. Can you share that with us?
Well, I think it starts for me with a huge one, and that is follow your dream. You know, Joseph Campbell said, follow your bliss, and when you do, doors will open that you never even knew were there. And I have to say that that's a principle I live by. I don't spend much time doing things that I don't enjoy, and I follow everything that I do that I feel passionately about, even some things that may not come to fruition immediately. If I feel really passionate about it, I will see it through. And it's amazing how over time, and maybe with a few little missing ingredients, it all seems to fall into place. So I do believe in strategic planning. I mean, I've run a lot of huge projects for Fortune 100 companies and change management. So I'm not suggesting that that's not important, but I think you have to start with the premise of where your passion lies, and you need to move from there into all the things that are required to make it happen. Because particularly as a coach or an entrepreneur, as a writer, you're not going to get through the tough times unless you feel passionate about what you're doing. So I would say that that's my driving force. And a secondary force to that is, I believe, as I mentioned early, in access. Everything I do has to do with bringing people together. And it has to do with the idea of partnering and being able to co-venture in a way that is mutually not just beneficial, but really joyous and exciting for everyone involved. And I think, you know, access has a lot to do with that. So access is a big part of the whole picture to me, allowing people to have access not only to me, but also to the different programs and projects that we develop.
Well, that, you know, I love that. In fact, it's kind of funny that you say one of your guiding principles there is follow your dreams. My screensaver for this month is a quote by Walt Disney that says, all your dreams can come true if we have the courage to pursue them.
Yeah, no question. I wanted to share with you, Doug, that when I was founded my ad agency, which was many, many years ago, when I was in my mid-20s, I fell in love with Interview magazine, and I thought, oh, I'd love to do something like this that was dedicated. It was dedicated to the arts, you know, and it was Andy Warhol's. And I think it's still out there, even though he is not physically here with us. But it was just an amazing magazine. I thought, I'd love to do something like that for people who were really in the field of empowerment. Now, that was 24 years old. And I have to say that it took me decades before that actually came to fruition in Insights Magazine, which actually just went on, you know, the web and in print like 2 years ago. But it was a dream that I held on to, and when the timing was right, I think, you know, even if it doesn't foster or become a reality immediately, if you believe in it, hang on to it, because there's a lot of time out there, and it can happen, even when we least expect it.
I love the encouragement. Well, look, tell us a little bit about your perspective on the coaching world today. You know, what do you think is the challenge that coaches are facing today?
The challenge that I see, you know, coaches, I would say generally, are so filled with such good intent and wanting to contribute and wanting to help. And they are in a very, very unique position because they have the capability to help people bring out in them maybe even what the coach doesn't understand. Because the coach's position, as you know only too well, Doug, is not to dictate any type of outcome. It is to help the person or the team or the executives, whoever they're working with, to really be able to focus and define their goals and then work toward them, regardless of what those are. And I think there is an acceptance about that idea that is somewhat rare, you know, out there in the world, that total acceptance of whatever that dream, whatever that goal is, I'm not going to judge it. I'm just going to help you get there, even if I don't share it. You'll never know that. I am just going to help you with what you're doing with your life. Unselfishly, we're together as a support team to make it happen for you, and I'm going to create the space for you to do that. And I think that's such a beautiful thing. But with that goes the reluctance to really put out who you are, what you're doing, to market yourself. And so I think that this is an area where coaches have a little bit of a dichotomy going, because they love what they're doing, but they don't really love to get out there and do what's necessary to bring them the business that they really need to be successful. And with the kind of pure intention that they have, all of us deserve to be successful. But coaches, in my heart of hearts, I feel, do more than almost anyone, because their intent is usually always so pure. So I think the marketing aspect of it is the biggest challenge they face. And that's why much of what we do with our programs and so forth is directed at the coach being moved into action and known immediately.
You know, I love where you're pointing, because I think that is the issue. The issue is that coaches are so used to putting themselves in the background in terms of the clients as being the client's issues being the priority, that they have trouble putting themselves out in front when it comes to a marketing situation.
It's really true. And it really can be easier than we might think when we first initially look at marketing. I mean, I've been in marketing and advertising my whole life, even while I was coaching and before I was coaching. But I'd never looked at it with the typical type of, I guess you would say, languaging that usually goes around marketing that is so incredibly complex. So, basically, I look at it and think, you know, when you say, what is your purpose? What is your vision? It looks like such a big question. I just simplify it down to what is it I like to do, you know, and where is it I love to play, and who do I love to play with? Who do I love to spend time with, enjoy learning about? You know, when you break it down from the idea of doing target marketing and picking your niche and doing market research, if you can just bring that down to what it is I love, who I love doing it with, and where do they hang out and what do they need, all of a sudden it gets to be easier. And if you love what you're doing, then it becomes really interesting to find out more about every aspect of what's going on. And so I think that's really the key, is just simplify it. Get it down to a place where it's real understandable for yourself. And then when you're talking with other people about what you do and what you're interested in, you know, they'll have a better chance of understanding what that looks like as well.
And you know what I love about, and I agree with your definition there completely, and what I love is the use of the word play. Because we tend to make business so serious. You know, it doesn't have to be that serious. If it isn't fun, you aren't doing your best. And so, like you say, it's all about playing. Who, where, and what do you want to play?
Yeah. And, you know, I have to say, Doug, I think you're right on about that. And I think what's so interesting about the time in which we live now is I think that explains why so many networks and so much social media is so popular, is because, you know, I noticed when I was coaching teams that when technology came on, that ability to have that really rich communication had kind of left due to the efficiency of technology and email and so forth. And it's interesting because I really see, you know, I think we see in the networks and all of the popular social media that's such a craze now, such a great opportunity to do good business and get known. It really has to do with that void that was there in really rich communication and having fun with the people you're working with.
You know, I want to come back to that. Let's come back and talk a little bit more about social media and its impact. But let's take a break for a minute for a commercial, and then I'll be right back with you, Vicki.
Smart Business Network is a business-to-business multimedia company providing insight, advice, and strategy for C-level executives of fast growth, middle market, and large companies. As one of the nation's largest publishers of local management journals, under the Smart Business name, Smart Business Network publishes 19 regional print editions, presents dozens of large and small-scale business conferences and award programs, and produces a vibrant interactive digital media presence. For more information, visit us at www.sbnonline.com.
Okay, we're talking with Vicki Winterton, and renowned author, coach, entrepreneur, publisher, producer, queen of social media. I don't know what words to use, Vicki. I'm so impressed with what you're doing.
Thank you so
well,
much,
look,
Doug.
Oh, this is fun. Tell me a little bit, what is social media doing to the coaching world and to the writer community that you deal with?
Well, I think the amazing thing that I see with social media, it on a number of veins, it is, I think it's one of the greatest gifts that could ever happen to the world of small business. When I started my career in advertising, everything was paid for. You know, it was press releases, it was ads, it was newsprint. Everywhere you looked, if someone had a handout looking for money in order for you to get known. And now, if you are somewhat diligent and just actually explore with some curiosity the whole front of social media, there's the ability to get out there and get known as an expert, even if you're, you know, at the very beginning of your business, because it allows people to get to know you, as a person on a lot of different levels. And it also allows you to share that very unique perspective that you would have on your area of expertise that only you have. So even if there's a lot of people out there in the arena of what you may be coaching or what you may be writing about or, you know, whatever you're doing within your business, it really gives you an opportunity to bring your perspective out there, which is going to be fresh and new if you dig into your soul and really design your message coming from your heart and have it be a part of who you are. And to me, that's what branding is all about. They say the word branding. Basically, it's just expressing your unique position out there in the world, and social media gives you a chance to do that absolutely free.
And you know, I like where you're going with that. And I think really the thing that makes social media play rather than work is it, in my opinion, at least for me, it becomes work when I am just broadcasting information out. It becomes play when it becomes interactive with other people that I connect with in social media. So I think that's where so many people have gone wrong in their use of the various tools of social media, Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn and all those things, is when they just look at it as a one-way communication, it is a lot of effort. But when they have created and used it in a way to connect with people that they may never physically meet, where it's an exchange of ideas that we're playing off one another, then it becomes play, then it becomes fun, and I think the impact is phenomenal at that point.
It is, and it's really what people are looking for from you. People are looking for your wisdom and, again, that wonderful knowledge that you have and the way you present it and your perceptions on things that make you totally unique. But they're also looking at how you manage to fix a flat tire and handle a big meeting that you were late for. I mean, they want to see the human side of you. And I think it's very interesting because years ago when I had my ad agency, we were a recruitment ad agency. So HR has been a big focus of mine for a long time. And one of my visions for the agency was the idea that anything that we designed would bring out not only the highlights of the company, and some of these were enormous, huge, worldwide companies, but we would do it in a way so when they got there, if they were accepted, they would be so happy and they would not be disappointed in the results, that whatever attracted them in the advertising or promotions or projects would, when they actually arrived on the job, they'd say, this is exactly what I thought it was, and they would want to spend a long time there developing retention for the company. And so I think the same is true now with social media. It's really important that you show yourself as you are, that, again, those unique qualities that they can't find anywhere else. And people will gravitate to you that are attracted to who you truly are. And they'll stay and become raving fans for a very long time. If you're really expressing in every way who you are as a unique being.
And, you know, all of the literature today in sales is talking about just what you're saying. It is basically saying that people are – sales are really – is really about creating relationships, that people make decisions based upon emotions. Emotions are based upon my relationship with the product or the seller. And then I go looking for the facts to logically support the emotional decision I've already made. And to me, that's – as you point out, that's what social media is about. If you can use it to create a relationship, then you're being successful with it.
Yeah, I agree with you totally, Doug. And I think it's interesting because, you know, long, long ago, I had a mentor that told me when I first got involved in the advertising business, I'll never forget it. He said, you go out and you find out what people need. And if they'll see you or they'll talk to you, they have a need or they wouldn't talk with you. And then you find a way to deliver that in a unique way that totally satisfies them. And then you just become their friends and you just service them to the point where they you know, they're really, really delighted with the experience that they're having from the service that they're getting from you and your company. And I honestly think that maybe that was somewhat forgotten, but that really hasn't changed in a number of decades. You know, the building of relationships is still what works to make your business strong, grow your business, and get you known out there in the world.
Absolutely. You know, Vicki, one of the things that I was excited about talking to you about today is the fact that so often when I talk to people about this show, they say, well, who's the audience? And I explain that, you know, our audience is really HR professionals and coaches. And they look at me and go, how do those two mix? And, you know, you've been in both fields there. Tell me a little bit about your feeling about why the coaching in the HR community should be tighter than it is, or what their issues are about not being as close as they should be.
Well, you know, my experience was that I worked very closely with HR in maybe a somewhat unique position for the time, but I was doing a lot of, again, change management initiatives. So HR was very, very involved with a lot of those initiatives because people are the heart of the company. But I think that that's basically why I see such a correlation between coaching and between HR. It's amazing. The HR is the heart of the company. They help determine and develop who is going to actually move that company forward in the most important resource a company has, and that's the human resource. And so coaches are doing the same thing, really. They're working with individuals, teams, huge groups, whoever they're working with. They're actually doing the same thing. They have a goal in mind that is for the best of that team, that individual, that executive. And they're helping them move forward in a way that is going to create enormous impact. And I think coaching maybe is even a little bit more well known for that than HR. For so many years, HR was such a regretted portion of the organization. And to me, they were always like the most important part of the organization. But because they're not a profit center, many times they're undervalued. And I think that that's changing, and it's been changing for a few years now. But to me, it didn't come nearly soon enough. And I still don't think we're totally there from the standpoint of the recognition that the HR department and HR people really need to have within an organization, because to me, they're the heart of it. And to me, a coach is the heart of the life of the person that or the team that they're coaching.
You know, I see the same connection, and I think it's regrettable that business executives tend to look at HR as a regulatory agency, that they're there to keep them out of trouble, rather than looking at them as a development, as an R&D department for their human resource. And I think if we could get executives to make that shift and stop thinking of HR as just compliance and start thinking of it as development, then I think they would really realize the value that an HR, true HR department brings to the corporation.
Right. And, you know, I think at least companies now, even if they're not practicing it, all of them, and some of them truly are practicing it, but for those that aren't, many of them are speaking to it at least, and that's a start.
Vicki, can you talk a little bit about internal coaches versus external coaches? You know, I frequently hear this debate going on, and I mean, we have some companies that say, well, we've got internal coaches, and they have people that they've sort of anointed as coaches, but don't have any real skill set in it. We've got other companies that have phenomenal internal coaches. What do you see as the distinction, the plus or minus, between internal and external coaches?
I think it's the external coaches, I think, have a real advantage if they come in and they really, really research the company. They have the ability to come in with an impartial type of viewpoint. And I think for many people being coached within a company, there's a certain comfort level with that because they don't feel that they're part of the political chain of events and that happens within corporations. So that's an advantage. But I also am very pro companies if they have people who are dedicated to coaching within the company, training those people. Employee assistance groups have been around for a really, really long time within companies. And I sort of look at coaching as being an extension of that. And the employee assistance groups are normally pretty isolated. That's what they do. And when people go to an internal employee assistant program, they assume that there's going to be confidentiality and that there's going to be a lot of things in place that allow them the comfort. I think for coaching to be truly effective within a company, the coaches have to be somewhat dedicated to that being their task within the company and not have it be a part-time add-on. Mentorship is different. I think it's great having people within the company who are mentoring between departments. But in a true coaching environment, I think having the dedication there, whether it be internal or external, is really important.
And I appreciate that distinction between mentoring and coaching. I think it is huge, and it's not one to be lightly taken. There is a real difference between them. The other two areas that frequently we have trouble with definitions is coaching versus consulting. And, you know, you've been in the consulting world and you've been in the coaching world. What do you do about wearing both hats at the same time, or do you?
Well, you can, but usually not with the same people. I'll give you an example. If someone at a C level within a company has a problem with a lack of vision, you may want to coach them, but they also may need some consulting. They may need some idea about best practices that they're not aware of, where if you have a real realm of experience that you're bringing, you can share with them. But now a really pure environment for coaching would be once that vision has been established. When I was coaching teams, I was there to help them come to consensus on what that vision was from that C-level or executive level suite. And so then it becomes really coaching. To me, consulting is bringing the results. It's bringing in the solutions. And that's a consultant. A coach is someone who comes in and helps facilitate people to arrive at their own solutions. So to me, it's very clear cut. And I think there are times when you can do both within a company, but it's rare when you're doing both at the same time.
Great definition. Great definition. Thank you very much for that. I really, really appreciate it. Well, you know, I have another question here that's kind of been in the back of my mind. Explain to us how you've tied both the coaching community and the writing community together. I mean, you're involved in both. I don't know that they're tied together. But yet, to me, on the outside, they sound like so different communities. And yet, your business is really focusing on both. How come?
Well, you know, I found that many coaches, though we all need to write, but I don't care if it's going to be copy, articles, if it's going to be brochures for your business, creating a website, we all either need to write or find a resource to do it for us. And so after about 2 years in the coachexchange.com, I realized that it was really important to be able to also lend resources that were very specific to writing. So we created a writer's community, much like the coaching community, where they could find everything they needed as a resource, whether it was someone to ghostwrite a book for them, whether it was someone to partner with to do some copywriting, or whether it was they were dying to write their best-selling novel. We have writers that have interests that have that much of a range. And so people can go there and actually find what they need. And they can network with one another through journaling to really get to know the people on the site. So it's pretty exciting because I think although not all coaches are writers, they all need to be able to get into that arena to be able to express themselves and who they are. And so even if they're not writers or don't plan to be a writer, they can find the resources that they need in that area that's so important that has to do with our brand and our image out there for the public.
Okay, I can see that. Well, look, you mentioned it, so let's talk about it. The Coach Exchange, a unique website. I mean, my first time I visited, it's like, whose website is this and what are they selling? Talk to our audience a little bit about the Coach Exchange and what your goal for it was and what it's doing.
Well, basically, again, it was to bring coaches of all different levels together and be able to find the resources that they need and be able to network together. So we have coaches that are just starting coaching school, and we have coaches that have very well-defined niches, including we have some of the top neuroscientists that are coaches in the world that belong there. We have some household names like Marsha Weider, and there's Jack Canfield and Andrea Lee, and there are all of these people that are real, you know, foundations of coaching type people that have been doing it for a long time that are also members. So they can tap into it and have exchanges, which are really wonderful with every different level of coach. And that was really my vision. It started out because I was asked to write a book, and it was a chapter in a book anthology with some really well-known people, and I just could not get into it. And I thought, you know, there is a coach that would love to do this out there. So we did a writing contest, and we set up an editorial review board, and a unknown coach from Idaho won that contest. But the content that was submitted from over 300 really excellent, excellent coaches and excellent articles was the foundation for the site. So again, it's a matter of following your dream, because if I had gone reluctantly into that book, which I really didn't have a lot of interest in at the time, I would have never probably developed the Coach Exchange. But then we had the intellectual property to really make it interesting to coaches, and that kicked us off.
Wonderful. Well, look, we're going to take one more commercial break, then we're going to come back, and we'll kind of wrap it up, Vicki, and let people know where they can find you. And I understand you have a gift, too, and we'll get into that right after the commercial.
Absolutely.
All right.
If you're a Southern California business owner or executive, this message is for you. For over 17 years, Doug Gefeller has been coaching executives, helping them create and improve the effectiveness of teams and individual team members. What makes Doug's approach unique and successful is his fundamental approach. Doug looks at the coaching from the perspective of the client, not the coach. Doug has helped hundreds of companies and led over 1,000 planning meetings that have changed lives and the course of many successful firms throughout Southern California. If you're interested in learning more, go to www.criticalmassforbusiness.com and learn about our executive coaching and team development. Critical Mass for Business is a professional executive coaching and team development company and is the fastest growing business advisory firm in Orange County.
Okay, we're back and we're wrapping up with Vicki Winterton. And Vicki, this has been a great dialogue. Thank you very much for taking the time to be with us today.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Is there anything that you didn't get a chance to say that you want to share with our audience or something I interrupted you on? I'm sort of famous for interrupting people, that you'd like to take a few minutes.
Not at all, Doug. I just want to thank everyone for the generosity of their time that's listening and for the generosity of your time, Doug. And I also wanted to share a gift. We have an amazing gift from Deepak Chopra, who is probably one of the most well-known crossover doctors from alternative medicine, and he's an MD who uses alternative and traditional medicine in an amazing way within companies and out to the world, and of course best-selling author of many books. So anyway, we have a wonderful book on how to be successful stress-free, and he has collaborated with 65 other coaches who specialize in the area of stress that are giving tips and so forth. So if anyone is interested in learning some of his secrets, which are really amazing, they can do so at tinyurl.com/ Deepak gift, DEEPAK gift, and they will find their gift there.
Vicki, thank you very much for that offer, and our producer is tweeting that out to the world probably as we speak. So those of you who didn't catch it, you'll get it there on the tweets if you follow octalkradio.net. Vicki, give us some of your other websites so we can direct people to them. We've got so much information. I want to make sure our audience takes advantage of it.
Yeah, we're going to be doing a book with Deepak in addition to the coaching networks and the magazines. And probably the best place to go for that is www.getei.com. And that has links at the bottom of the page that and photographs that go to every single one of our projects. So there's about six different links to choose from. So if the Coach Exchange attracted you, or Right Away Right Now, the writers community attracted you, or the possibility of looking into our two magazines, Insights and Published, or the books and the opportunity to be showcased with some real superstars, it's all there. So again, that's www.getei.com.
Vicki, thank you very much for being with us today. I know it wasn't easy for you, and you sure made it easy for me. It's a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, my pleasure too, Doug. Thank you so much.
Well, look, have a great evening, and welcome to the Coaching Perspective community.
I'm loving it. Thank you.
All right, I'll be talking to you. Good night. Well, we've been listening to Vicki Winterton, founder of Expert Insights Family of Opportunity, and a whole bunch of other things, but www.getei.com is the place to go to find out more information. Hey, fascinating interview. This was really, some of the key points that I got, and there were too many to really even recap, but we were talking a little bit about marketing. And Vicki was making the point that, marketing is really all about playing, identifying who you want to play with, where you want to play, and what you want to play with. And if you do that, those are your sweet spots. That's the things you're passionate about. Those are the things that you're good at. So, it really kind of simplified it. And when we asked her about her guiding principle, she had two. Hey, there's a first for me. One was sort of focused around following your dreams, and the other was all about access. Access in the sense of sharing your information, with the whole world, and giving people access to what you know. And by sharing that information, you in fact enhance your position in the world and enhance your business. So, great piece of advice from a real expert. Be sure to go to her website, learn more about Vicki, and lots to share there today. Well, look, before I sign off, let me give you some information. Next week, April 12th, we will be dark. Some production issues here in the world of social media. But since you're not going to be listening to our radio show, let me encourage you, if you're in Orange County, to attend the Orange County chapter meeting of the International Coach Federation. They have a great speaker, Jill Lublin. She's the 3-time best-selling author of Guerrilla Publicity, Get Noticed, Get Referrals, and Networking Magic. She's an international speaker with more than 200 speaking engagements each year. She's an audience favorite for her lively and interactive keynote speeches, seminars, and programs. A lot of knowledge about publicity and networking. She's gotten the attention of the whole alphabet soup of media, ABC, NBC, CBS, The New York Times, Entrepreneur Magazine, Fortune Small Business, and we could go on and on. But if you want more information about it, go to the website for the Orange County chapter of the ICF. That's www.icforangecounty.org. So you can get more information there. If you are a coach and you don't belong to the chapter, you should think about joining. You should think about attending some meetings, even as a guest, a small penalty for the dinner price if you're not a member. But, hey, you can afford it. And if you're in the HR field and in Orange County, this is a great place to find out more about coaching, what it can do for your company, and who some of the coaches are that you should be talking to. So let me just say, from the point of view of my seat here, this has been an exciting day, an exciting conversation, a new guest that we certainly are going to want to talk to again in the future. So this is Doug Gefeller for the Coaching Perspective signing off. I hope you've enjoyed the show today, that the discussion has provided you with new ideas and information that you can use to identify and achieve your goals. Follow us up next week.
You've been listening to The Coaching Perspective, only on octalkradio.net, Orange County's only community radio station.